Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we've been studying 2 Samuel chapter 12, where we have seen Nathan the prophet confront David about his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah. And we've seen David confess his sin. We've seen David repent of his sin. But David has also been told by God through Nathan that one of the consequences of his sin is that his child would die. And yet, when the child becomes sick, David sought the Lord on behalf of the child. And the reason David did this was because he believed God to be a God of grace. David did this because he had experienced the grace of God previously in his life. David did this because he knew that the nature of God was one that included mercy. So, my friends, there is nothing wrong with pleading for grace in your life. Who knows when the Lord may decide to be overwhelmingly gracious to you? This doesn't mean that God is spurious or spasmodic. It means that God, at any time, according to His will and goodness, can be gracious to His children for countless and unknown reasons to us. Sometimes it's to just simply bless us and smile upon us, and sometimes it's so that a future providence will occur. But David knew God to be this God of grace, and he makes his pleas accordingly. So, is there an area, is there a burden where you desire to see God's grace, his unwarranted favor, be poured out over your life, even though you know you are a mess? Even though you know you deserve not just nothing from God, but eternal punishment from God? Friends, followers of Christ, we not only know that God does what is just and righteous, but included within that justice and righteousness is His mercy. And He can be merciful to us because He has poured out His wrath against our sin upon Christ. Even when we don't receive the answer to our prayers in accordance with how we pray them, we can still move forward with hope and faith and confidence because we know that His every move towards us and for us and behind us and in front of us is for His glory and our good. As you pray today, please remember Brian and Pam Reisner and their family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Maragoli LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya and Tanzania.